It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanting whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And we would like to actually express our condolences and sorrow and sadness for the martyrdom of, the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic laws regarding the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein, or in commemoration of his martyrdom. And also Arba'in. Well, before that, let's take a listen to a short biography of Ayatollah Khamenei, and we'll be back. Don't go away.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Subhanallah.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. Anshar Javed, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws about mourning and Muharram based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Shaykh Javed, what is the Islamic law about using, for example, horses in some of the passion plays, in some of the shows that people hold or convene to commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him. And they use this horse, for example, at Zuljana, or they use, for example, some, or they make cradles for the children of the infallibles or Imam Hussein alayhi salam, sure. You know? So what's the Islamic law about it? And sometimes they take it too far and they kiss it. They somehow, it looks like worshipping that, you know? Mm. So what's the law about this?
That's a good question. Of course, in some countries, like especially in the Indian subcontinent, a lot of people, you know, sanctify Zuljanah and the cradles that they make, handmade cradles. And of course, they make what they call shabih, mm-hmm. of the tomb of Imam Hussein.
Yes.
And they actually take out the horses into the procession and then they start kissing it. Of course, as you rightly mentioned, they take it too far. And they actually go overboard in kissing these things.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to actually making Zuljanah or making cradles and the likes, of course, there is no problem in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There is no problem. But there is no evidence in Islamic Sharia, in the Islamic literature, to indicate that such a thing is actually recommended or,
yes.
Let's say, endorsed by the Islamic Sharia. Okay, per se, it is okay, there's no problem in it, but provided that it does not damage or tarnish the image of the school of Ahlul Bayt, because if you exaggerate, if you go too far, and that could have, it could be actually counterproductive. It may have a negative impact, mm-hmm. on the Islamic, on the image of that the Shia Islam is portraying and giving to other people. So one should be careful. One should actually make proper use of such things. Yes. And should not go overboard in sanctifying these things. Of course, Zuljanah is a regular Zuljanah. The horses that they actually adorn, the horses that they prepare for the day of Ashura, it cannot be the very Zuljanah or the horse that Imam Hussein alayhi salam mounted on the day of Ashura and fought the enemy. Okay, it cannot be. So it's not. It is just a regular horse, and therefore, it can be kissing it can be kind of taking it too far.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I hope that everything like this kind of enthusiasm that the mourners have,
yes.
is always accompanied with a kind of
sensibility.
Sense and sensibility,
yes.
and intellect.
You're right.
Yes, and finding the middle ground is always
the
much
middle
better
position,
than,
yes.
than the deficiency or the excess,
sure.
on either ends of the rope.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and we'll be back and continue our program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio after a short break. Stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, Allah. Guide me all the way to your Jannah.
ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. With me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws about mourning and Muharram based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, what is more important, the congregational prayer offered in the early portion of the time, that is always recommended in the religion?
Sure.
Or continuing with the mourning when it happens that it coincides with yes. the call for prayer, for example.
You're right. Well, it is always appropriate for believers, for mu'mineen, to arrange their programs in such a way that it does not coincide with the time of the prayer, the timing, the prayer timing. So, azadari, you know, can be done either before the time for prayer or a few, let's say, minutes or a few hours after the time for prayer. And to continue, doing azadari, indeed, if it is considered to be a kind of disregard to the prayer, is not appropriate. So there's no doubt as to the fact that congregational prayer and the prayer, even if it's not offered in a congregation, is wajib. It's always recommended to offer the prayers in their early prescribed times, on time, not in time, because you can offer the prayer anytime, even at the end of the time prescribed for the prayer. But it's highly recommended to offer the prayers in the early portion of the time. So if a person wants to join the prayer, he can leave azadari, and it's better for him to leave azadari and join the prayer, because there's more sawab in offering the prayer in the early portion of its prescribed time.
Okay, thank you. Well, there is another question I'd like to ask you, Sheikh Javid, and that is, if you know, such events commemorating the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, disturbs others, if such events disturb others in some neighborhoods, for example, is it permissible to still do azadari or mourning?
Well, it depends from situation to situation, and a straightforward answer cannot be given when it comes to azadari, because azadari is a collective ritual. It is done by Muslims, by Shia Muslims, huge numbers. Now these people come out into the street. They actually chant slogans, they recite elegies, and so this might cause kind of this might bother some people who do not participate, who do not subscribe to such practice, and therefore if let's say we have discussed it previously also, if the believers are using loudspeakers and these loudspeakers are disturbing neighbors who are not probably Shia, then it's better to use these loudspeakers within the Imam Barga, within the Husainiyas, or the what they call takia khanas, okay, and these are places dedicated or devoted to the commemoration of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and his family, and therefore it is generally speaking, it's not permissible to disturb others or to commemorate the event of Ashura in such a way that it causes disturbance for other people. But okay, it could cause some disturbance, but who knows, okay? if one individual comes, okay, this noise is disturbing me, it doesn't mean that it people should stop doing it, because people have, this is the time, this is the season where people normally come out into the street and they actually commemorate the event of Ashura. So it might cause disturbance to some extent, but okay, if that is negligible, there's no problem, there's no objection to it.
I see. I think the same rule applies to the drivers who turn up their volume of their players, for example, while driving, and they.
I think they are different from each other, because, drivers who play their their system, mm-hmm. In such a loud manner that it causes. Headache and problem for other people. So they play their music, play haram music. That's something
else. No, I'm not talking about the music. I'm talking about the morning recordings, mm-hmm. or cassettes or players, whatever they use.
Yeah, it could be the same ruling could apply to such.
Thank you very much, Javed. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave, mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received, Hussein planned to retrieve, loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received, Hussein plan to retrieve, loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners of new lands.